Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back in the zone. It is 11:36. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, joined by Megan and Andrew Collins. Dinner on the grounds. It's a benefit for our house, and they are here to talk about it. It's the ninth annual. Welcome back. It has been about a year since we did this, I suppose. Appreciate you all coming back in.
Thanks for having us.
See you guys.
So this year, it is coming up early May, so we're not too far off here. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, May 2nd. It's coming up about 10 days, I think.
Where? What? Woo. Give me all the ins and outs of this event.
It is Friday, May 2nd. It's at the Terry House Mansion, and it's a Southern Supper on the lawn. And
where is the Terry House Mansion?
You know, downtown on 7th Street, they've got that big lawn. It's an old restored mansion.
Is that where Lindy and Aaron had their reception?
They had a lot of receptions.
Or something this year?
Yeah, a lot of weddings are there.
Okay, I think I've been there.
It's beautiful,
beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. Great lawn, hopefully good weather. Last year, we had that weird 35 degrees and rain, but...
The sun came out at the end.
Yeah, I think we're out of the woods this year.
I think so. Huh. There may be some... Well, I won't say it. We're going to get all the rain out of the way this week.
It was her 40th.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It wasn't a reception because she'd been married a while
she's
now.
She's been married a while.
Yeah. Okay, when you say Southern dinner, what exactly does that
entail? So Benny Keith is doing all the catering, and they are bringing in catfish, all those Southern sides, and Loblolly is doing ice cream.
What is Loblolly?
Loblolly, the creamery. It's downtown. It's on Main Street.
Yeah.
What a loser I am. We got to go check
it out. What do they specialize in?
Ice cream.
Handmade ice cream. I don't know. They got all kinds of flavors.
What was that new flavor that came out that celebrity wanted them to make a special on champagne and combined? What was it, Justin? You remember talking about that story.
I'll have to.
You stumped me twice today. I don't know.
You don't remember that story?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
We're excited, too, because South on Main is doing a signature cocktail. It's called... What is it?
Springtime. Southern.
Oh, yeah. Southern time.
Fight! Andrew Collins a third.
Somebody's going to end up on the couch. Take it easy over there.
Yeah.
It's going to be delicious, I'm sure. It'll be good.
Absolutely.
Also, Lanyap is going to perform it, and they've done a number of events we've been at before, so that's good. They've been at the Raging Cajun Bash before, so they do a good job.
Good deal.
Sure. What kind of crowd are you expecting, and what does it cost to get in on this deal?
Past years, we've had about 400 people, always sells out, so people need to get their tickets, ourhouseshelter.org, ASAP, and the tickets will go for $150. All of that, except for some very small expenses, goes directly to Our House and its program, so it's a good cause.
I have to give you both a game ball. It's very impressive that you would come back, even though we have new chair.
That's right.
People this year, the Parkers, but they couldn't make it. So I appreciate y'all stepping up.
Yeah.
Well, Megan liked you guys so much.
We wanted to come
back. You grilled her about Michigan sports.
That's right. She's a Michigan fan, and did you go to Duke?
I went to Duke, yeah.
Yeah, boy, rough year, huh?
Well, yeah, it was a rough year, but...
They really screwed my bracket. Thanks a lot. I had them in the Final Four.
I screwed a lot of people's brackets.
I don't blame you.
My bracket was just screwed up altogether, so...
Yeah, good luck on that.
Michigan had a good year again, though.
Yeah, they did.
Came up just a hair short last year and came up a little bit two hairs short this year.
We thought it would be really fun if Michigan and Michigan State were in the finals up there.
That would have been fun. And all
didn't
Big Ten
happen.
Fun.
It would have been a civil war, right?
It would have
been riots outside.
Really fun, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they ride in East Lansing every other day anyway, so I don't know if...
In Flint?
Yeah.
Is there any buildings left in Flint, or is everything completely collapsed?
There are some left in Flint.
Does anyone still live in Flint, the city?
Very few, but yes.
Okay.
There are people. They're trying to restore. I mean, they've slowly... made it better.
Let people out of the prisons.
Yeah, they're letting people out of the prisons. They're spray painting. It looks great.
They don't. The people there don't have the will to like riot anymore. They've given up. Yeah. They're like, I'd riot, but I don't even care anymore. I'm out.
Nowhere to go but up.
That's true. Nowhere to go but up.
The
Flint didn't go bankrupt. Flint's all good.
The documentary Roger and Me was that about Flint?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. That was Michael Morris first.
Yeah,
that was. You know, obviously it's documentary, so I don't know how much is factual, but it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's
pretty close to what's happening.
Well, I mean, when was it filmed? Like the 80s or something?
Way back in the 80s.
Completely different than what I grew up. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. No, I think it was earlier, wasn't it? I swear I saw it in school.
Matty T, when did Roger and Me come out?
It was the 80s.
No,
it wasn't the 80s.
So tell folks who don't know about Our House what they do and who they serve and all that.
So Our House is a homeless shelter, but even more importantly, it's a program for people who are homeless, for families, individuals, where they try to get people the tools to get themselves out of the cycle of poverty that got them there. So it's doing a lot of good work, and it's you know, it's a rigorous program, but I think it's had a good success rate because of that.
Pat, in your defense, 1989, so it was almost the 90s.
Yeah,
but it was still the 80s.
Yeah, technically it was still the 80s. Exactly. That's a good point, Matt. Okay, so tickets.
We partied like it was the 90s, though.
That's true.
1999.
Easiest way to get tickets, go to the website.
Yeah, ourhealthshelter.org is probably the easiest way to go, and sign on up.
Okay. There's also information at dinnerontheground.com, I'm told. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, go there too. Yeah. Same place. I mean, get it'll, you there.
Okay, very good.
Were you a Cameron crazy?
You know, I was actually an Arkansas fan. He was, you know, from here, so.
I mean, come on now.
I got to be loyal.
That's it. This guy bleeds red. He's bled for the state.
I do.
Which shade of red depends on what year you start following the Razorbacks, right. I guess. But
right.
It looks like a dark red.
What do you think of the new logo?
Oh, I like
it. Seen it?
I like it, yeah. I've seen the new, the font I like. I don't know about the front on hog, but they use that side hog more. I mean, I like it more than the kind of semi-side hog.
I'd like to forget those days.
Yeah, is he sweating as well as?
Yeah, he's had a rough night.
Well, it's actually not sweat, that's spittle.
Ah.
Yes, because he's snorting and there's spittle coming out.
Looks like he's crying, that old hog, isn't he?
He probably was.
He's remember a rough time.
It's been a rough couple years for sure. Anyway. All right, well, we appreciate y'all. Good luck with the event. It is, again, May 2nd, right?
May 2nd.
It's a Friday night.
Friday night.
You don't get a lot of Friday events. A lot of Thursday events, a lot of Saturday events. You don't get a lot of Fridays. That's a unique deal.
I know, they're fun events.
That is a good deal. Mm-hmm. I like it. Then you don't have to get up
6:30.
Early.
6:30.
Yeah, exactly.
I just get over your hangover in time to take the kids to soccer. It'll be perfect.
We'll see y'all then.
That'll be fun. All right, appreciate y'all.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. 11:43, going to take a time out. We come back. Our top 10 list, except I'm going to extend it just a skosh, because it's the basically the top folks from Hollywood, famous people who would be rich even if they weren't famous people.
Famous people who...